Now, some folks fret about what they're going to do with their lives. For others, the choice is clear.
I think from the time I picked up the clarinet, there was nothing else that I wanted to do.
And Bill Smith started clarinet lessons more than 75 years ago. Over his long career, he's been a touring musician and a university professor, a classical music innovator, and a jazz man. Marcy Silman brings us a story we first presented 6 years ago. It's about a man, his instrument, and a world of music.
You probably know the bittersweet sound of the clarinet. Musician Bill Smith likes to trace the origins of the clarinet back to Greek mythology.
Athena was sitting by the pond one day and took a piece of cane out of the pond and put a little slit in it, and it made a sound, and then she put some holes in it, and she had a double pipe instrument.
The gods may have invented the clarinet, but Bill Smith's introduction to the instrument was a little more down to earth.
When I was 10 years old, I was living with my mother in an apartment in Oakland, California, and a salesman came to the door, door-to-door salesman.
Kind of like Robert Preston in The Music Man.
And told my mother, you know, no household can afford to be without a musician. You really need to have music in your home, and if you take 32 clarinet lessons at $3 a lesson, we'll give you a free clarinet at the end.
I try to imagine Smith with his white hair and goatee as an eager 10-year-old pestering his mom for music lessons.
And she said, you know, now, Billy, if we get you a clarinet, will you stick to it this time and not like archery, just give it up after a while? No, no, Mom. I was self-motivated. She never had to say, oh, now go practice your clarinet. I found that it was something I could excel at. So I was happy. I was not a great scholar, and my studies evaded me. So to find something that I could do better than the other kids, I thought, hey, this is all right.
That was in the 1930s. America's airwaves hummed with the sounds of big band jazz. Little Billy Smith had his instrument, and he had a dream.
From the time I saw the Benny Goodman Band in 1939, that was it. I wanted to do that. I wanted to be like Benny Goodman.
When Smith was 18, right after high school, he got his first dance band gig. He started working regularly, but it wasn't all he'd imagined.
After a year of that, I decided I wasn't progressing as a musician, that I was sort of getting stale and bored and not learning about music.
Smith's musical imagination ventured beyond the safe territory of Goodman-esque pop tunes. Smith tinkered with non-Western scales. He wanted to make his instrument whisper and howl, and he was fascinated by polytonality, the simultaneous use of more than one musical key. Bill Smith has two clarinets in his mouth, and he's playing them both at the same time. Smith says it's really not so bizarre. He heard a double pipe instrument on a trip to Greece, and he wanted to recreate that sound on his clarinets. In 1946, Smith's need to push the boundaries led him to Mills College to study with composer Darius Milhaud, a pioneer in the synthesis of musical styles. A Mills classmate wanted Smith to meet a fellow student, a pianist.
And she said, oh, you wait till you hear Dave Brubeck. He plays these weird chords you wouldn't believe. And I said, really? But when I heard Dave, I was flabbergasted. You know, he was way ahead of his time in his harmonic invention.
It was, as they say, the start of a beautiful friendship. Bill Smith helped found Dave Brubeck's original octet, composing and recording with the band. Brubeck was on the path to fame and fortune. But for Bill Smith, even though he loved the music he was making, the constant touring and the demands of the music business started to wear him down.
Everything becomes making a profit and making it appeal to the most people possible.
Smith wanted to write music.
Not just jazz tunes, but to be a so-called serious composer.
He felt like the best place to do that was at a university where he thought people might be more open to experimentation and new work. In 1966, Bill Smith joined the University of Washington Music School faculty. He still straddles the classical and jazz worlds. In fact, he's got dual biographies on his website, and he even goes by two names, Bill and William O.
I see the William O. Smith things as being like if you're getting dressed up in your suit and tie to go out to a formal dinner, and the Bill Smith is when you have your Levi's and your jacket.
Smith never stopped pushing the edge with his own work, despite his teaching commitments. For 50 years, he dreamed of composing an opera. And for Bill Smith, just because it's called opera doesn't mean it has to sound like Carmen.
For he was mine, blood and bone.
And so I thought, well, I'd like to write an opera where the instrumentalists are improvising their parts. The opera has all the voice parts are written out, but all the instrumental parts are improvised.
In other words, a jazz opera. Smith's opera, Space in the Heart, had its world premiere at Seattle's 2008 Earshot Jazz Festival.
He holds me cold and feel grace.
Bill Smith's musical journey has taken him a long way from his original dream of playing in a dance band. But through the years, he held on to his fantasy of meeting Benny Goodman. One day, he got his chance.
I was on tour with Brubeck in the south of France.
And there in the Nice airport, Smith saw his boyhood hero.
And I walked up and I said, well, Mr. Goodman, I just want to say all my life I have emulated you. And he said, yeah, I can see that. You look terrible.
Actually, Bill Smith looks pretty content. He doesn't tour much, but he still practices every day. Smith promised his mother he'd stay with the clarinet. It's a promise that has defined his life.
My biggest joy is making music. Without music, I can't even imagine life.
Marcy Silman produced that story for us. It originally aired in 2009 for a terrific series she did called Old Masters about some of the people in our midst who have really long performing careers. You can listen to all of them. Just go to KUOW.org and look for Old Masters.